In less than a week, Monroe Community Hospital will stop offering on-site dialysis treatment to its residents. This according to county officials. WXXI's Raquel Steven tells us what prompted this decision and how it is affecting one patient.
Nicole Good is a resident of Monroe Community Hospital who has been receiving on-site dialysis treatment for 4 years. When she learned that she will no longer receive treatment at the county-run nursing home, she felt abandoned.
I'm so upset with Fresenius because I feel like they just don't care.
Fresenius Medical Care is contracted by the county to provide treatment to 19 of the nursing home residents. It decided to stop providing service at MCH because of a staffing shortage. In a statement released on Wednesday, Fresenius spokesperson Brad Puffer said the withdrawal is temporary until they can safely staff and operate the facility. But County Executive Adam Bello said the company's decision actually shows its bias.
We have people who are living at Monroe Community Hospital right now who are being targeted because they're poor. They don't have access to transportation. They don't have access to the same type of health care as other people in this community. And they just lost that access. We should be outraged.
Puffer said all dialysis patients at MCH already have appointments and transportation at one of the company's other local facilities. He says MCH faces the most severe staffing challenges, which is why they chose to temporarily withdraw from that location. Good says she's concerned that traveling to another location will present its own challenges.
What happens if there's a storm, if you get there late? And then they're telling me, well, if you get there late, then we'll bring you back another day. I don't want to come to 3 days. What makes you think I want to come a fourth day?
Bello is now urging Fresenius to rethink its decision. Raquel Steven, WXXI News.